The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 21st. Today's word is cadre, also pronounced cadre and cadre. It's spelled C-A-D-R-E. Cadre is a noun that means a nucleus or core group, especially of trained personnel, able to assume control and to train others. Broadly, it means a group of people having some unifying relationship. It can also mean a cell of indoctrinated leaders active in promoting the interests of a revolutionary party or a member of such a cadre. Cadre can also mean more broadly a frame or framework. Here's the word used in a sentence from Goddess of Anarchy by Jacqueline Jones. As an articulate woman proposing solutions to the ills of society, Lucy was no lone figure on the city's political landscape. Still, within a public arena of competing ideas and legislative initiatives, she occupied a prominent niche, a revolutionary cadre of one, and fought to stay in the headlines and on the front page. To understand the word cadre, we must first square our understanding of the word's Latin roots. Cadre traces to the Latin quadrum, meaning square. Squares can make good frameworks, a fact that makes it easier to understand why first French speakers and later English speakers used cadre as a word meaning framework. If you think of a core group of officers and a regiment as the framework that holds things together for the unit, you'll understand how the personnel sense of cadre developed. Military leaders and their troops are well-trained and work together as a unified team, which may explain why cadre is now sometimes used more generally to refer to any group of people who have some kind of unifying characteristic, even if they aren't leaders. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.